Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. A Frenchman by birth, composer and multi-instrumentalist Jacques Paysable made his name and fame as a recorder player in England, where he lived and worked for some 40 years. Fame isn't an understatement. Contemporary accounts of Paysable describe him as a master and one who played his instrument perfectly. And in June 1710, Zacharias Conrad von Uffenbach wrote that Paysable was one without a like. So by all accounts, Paysable certainly made a splash. And though he was a reportedly mannered and well-bred man, his popularity wasn't due only to his charming personality. This man could play. The virtuosity found in his music required a technique well beyond what was the norm in London at the time. Let's hear some of that virtuosity on display. Here's a track from a 2015 Palladino production recording by the ensemble Music's Pleasure Garden. Track from a new CD by Music's Pleasure Garden. With the exception of a few spurious movements, the ensemble's two-CD recording presents Paysable's complete sonatas and suites for Baroque treble recorder and continuo, along with a couple of recorder duos without bass. The music for the recording comes largely from a manuscript held in the National Library in Paris, though other available sources, among them manuscripts at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and the Detroit Public Library, were also consulted. This music was never published during Paysable's lifetime. Despite the large and growing community of amateur recorder players in 18th century London that created a flourishing new market for music printing, Paysable seems to have intended the sonatas from this manuscript for professional recorder players, or for his own performance. He, after all, performed extensively in England, on the recorder as well as the bass violin, often in theater bands or for entr'actes at Dorset Garden, Drury Lane, and the Haymarket Theaters. The suites on this recording especially belie these theater roots. Here's a bit of the closing hornpipe rondo from Paysable's F major suite. When Paysable arrived in England in 1674, recorder players there were still commonly using a one-piece Renaissance type of instrument. Were you to look down the inside of this recorder, it might look a bit like an hourglass, flaring at the ends. A Baroque recorder, on the other hand, has three joints, head, middle, and foot, and a tapered cylindrical shape all the way down. It was this latter novel instrument that Paysable brought with him from France to his new digs in England. Paysable was one among many musicians and composers who came to England from across the continent at the start of the 18th century, from Germany, the Netherlands, France, and Italy. Fellow expats with whom Paysable worked with in England included Dupart and Cambert, who broke away from Lully and his music monopoly in France, the German Johann Christoph Papusch, and Italian violinist Gasparo Visconti. You can certainly hear cosmopolitan elements, Italian figurations, French forms, and ornamentation in Paysable's music, brought to the fore in the performances by Music's Pleasure Garden. Let's listen once more. Paisible's previously unpublished music from this manuscript collection that we've featured on the podcast today has been recorded in bits and pieces on various other CDs, but this is the first to gather it all into one place. Its availability is in no small part thanks to the work of David Lisowski, who has recently made modern e-editions of the scores available to a wider public. We'll link to those scores on our website, but in the meantime, if you would like to know more about the ensemble, Music's Pleasure Garden, and their new CD, just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.